800-895-3221 or visiting mynextfiber.com. You may also subscribe by visiting North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's office.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
So it's going to be Alma's ball to start this second quarter as Mount Home's up 15-11 right now. Be interesting to see if we can get the scores later on the boys game between Van Buren and Russell. If we can get those scores, we'll pass those along.
That's
to you
at
later.
Van Buren, right?
Yeah,
I believe so.
Here is Kurd with it. He dribbles just outside the lane. His pass is knocked away and stolen by Harris. Harris back the other way. Throws it to Carson near the left corner. He's trying to figure out where to go with it.
We saw McGee down there. McGee didn't see it. He was wide open. Everybody left him, but McGee was running out to get back in the offense.
Well, Harris has it now on the right side, up top to Dewey. Now over to Tate on the left. Up top to McClain. To Dewey on the in the lane. He's going to go up for the layup. A little strong, and the rebound's controlled by Kurd. Kurd will throw it to Kendrick in the front court. He's going to pull up for the three on the left side. Won't go, and the rebound's controlled by Blaine Tate. Here is Harris with it on the left side. I got to make sure and say Blaine Tate because Alma has Eddie Tate.
Yeah, hey, speaking of Blaine Tate, his brother Baylor hit a game-winning shot for the Bombers over against West Memphis on Wednesday night.
Awesome.
So Russellville's up currently 20-11.
Oh, my. That is a big one right now. Here is Dewey going in for the layup. Won't go. And Carson tried to tip back up and in. He couldn't get it to go, and Kurd gets the rebound. Kurd's back the other way with it. He will give it to Rogers in the corner. Back to Kurd. His pass was up. He tried to give it back to Kurd. Pass was knocked away by Blaine Tate. It goes out of bounds, and it'll be Alma inbounding the ball. But first, the Airedales are going to take a timeout. We'll break with 6:40 left in the first half. It is Mountain Home leading 15-11. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The community of Mountain Home continues to be committed to the Bombers, just as Centennial is committed to their customers. Perseverance, commitment, and resilience are key ingredients for success, both on and off the field of play. Whether you are cheering on the Bombers, starting a new business, or planning for the future, Centennial is here for all of life's moments. Let them be your partner. Centennial Bank, member FDIC.
It is Alma with the ball coming out of the timeout with 6:40 left to play in the first half. The Bombers up 15-11 on the Airedales right now.
Some scores. Russellville's girls did beat Van Buren's girls by 17 or so. Greenwood is up 20 on Greenbrier, 30-10 at Greenbrier.
Started late or something?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know.
Here's Kurd with on the right side. He takes the screen, drills into the lane, goes up for the layup. Good. That was a little too easy for Camden Kurd. He's got five on the night.
Yeah, we let him get around that corner down the sideline or the lane there, and he got to the rim.
Down to a one-possession game. Here's Tate with it. He's going to throw it out to Harris up top, over to McClain on the left side. He'll take the screen from Carson, dribble up top. Tries to throw it to Carson. Ball's knocked away, but Carson's able to avoid the turnover. Gives it to Tate. Tate's going to dribble into the lane. Finds Dewey in the lane for the reverse layup. Won't go, and Eddie Tate gets the rebound.
Yeah, we saw this in the girls' game. You're not going to get those calls down around the rim if you don't go up strong.
Less than 6 minutes left to play in the half. Alma with a chance to tie or take the lead. Camden Kurd dribbles to the right corner. That goes back out on the wing. Boy, Blaine Tate's right there on him. Now it backs off a little bit. Ball goes over to Boggs. Now Kendrick has it up top. He's going to dribble to the left elbow. Over to Kurd on the right side. 10 left on the shot clock. Kurd is going to get some distance between him and his defender. Now a ball goes to Kendrick. Out to Kurd. Down to one. He's going to put up the shot to beat the buzzer. It won't go. And the rebound's controlled by McClain. McClain quickly into the front court. Gives it to Carson. Back to McClain. 5:15 left to play in the half. It's a two-point Mount Home advantage, 15-13 our score. Tate with it now. He's going to set up the offense. Alma once again in a man-to-man. McClain with it on the right side. Down to Dewey on the low block. He's trying to go up with it. Shots look like it drew quite a bit of contact, but no call, as they're going to say, a shot block by Eddie Tate. And so the ball goes out of bounds. Mount Home will inbound with 4:59 left in the half.
Dewey, who doesn't show much emotion, is getting frustrated. He slapped his hands together there, and he knows he's getting hammered down there. Usually we get those calls and get to the line.
Carmoni Smith comes in, replacing Camden Curd. Ball goes to Dewey on the right wing. Now to Harris over on the left side to Tate. Up top to Harris. Back over to McLean on the right. Down to two. They're going to have to hurry up and get the shot off to beat the shot clock. They do get the shot off, but it didn't go, and Alma comes up with the rebound. Whew, that was close.
That barely left his hand. He got it off.
Yeah, I know.
It was actually a decent look by Dewey.
Smith with it. He's going to dribble toward the right elbow. Ball goes out on the wing. Now up top to Boggs. Boggs will throw it to Smith on the right side. Smith will dribble to the low block. Over to Kendrick on the left. Kendrick dribbles into the lane. 10 seconds left. Ball goes to Boggs. Now he draws.
Okay,
an offensive foul away from the ball. They're going to get Miles Kendrick.
You know, Mountain Home's defense is really good right now. So right now Dewey is struggling. Who's going to step up and give us some offense when your best offensive player is struggling right now? Who's going to step up and be those guys to give you points? Ryder McLean did it in the first quarter. Somebody's got to do it in the second quarter.
Well, Dewey's going to check out the game as Drew Haney comes in. That foul was on Miles Kendrick. That's his first personal foul. Team foul number one against Alma here in the second quarter. Blaine Tate dribbles to the right side. Finds Haney for the alley-oop layup.
Yeah, great play. Nice little play design. Good job, Drew. Going in there and finishing strong at the hole. Good pass by Blaine.
Haney's first 2 points. It makes it a two-possession game. 17-13, Mountain Home up. 3:51 left in the half. Here's Smith with it. Throws it over to Hudson Boggs. His three-pointer won't go. Off and rebounds knocked around, and Blaine Tate ran out of real estate, touched it, and he was on the baseline. So Alma will inbound it with 3:44 left in the half.
Good hustle by Blaine. The ball bounced over the top of the backboard, but if it doesn't hit any of the furling or anything that's holding up the goal, then it's not out of bounds.
Chris Salazar comes back in for the Airedales, replacing Miles Kendrick. Inbound pass goes to goes to Easton Boggs. He's going to pull up for the three on the right side. No good. Rebounds controlled by Eddie Tate. Back to Easton Boggs. Now he'll give it to Salazar. He's going to give it to Eddie Tate in the lane for the layup. It won't go. And the rebound is knocked around, and Harris saves it into Braxton Carson.
Golly, a lot of contact on this end of the floor, too.
They're letting him play.
They are. If you're going to do it, go to work in there.
McLean's going to put up the jumper just outside the lane. Good.
Man, that's pure. That is pure.
He has 13 on the night. 19-13, Mount Home up right now. 3:07 left in the half. Easton Boggs gives it to Smith. Over to Hudson Boggs on the left side. Down to Salazar in the corner. He's going to dribble toward the low block. Gives it to Eddie Tate for the layup. Good.
Mount Home slid over to help to try to take the charge. And good job by Alma by pulling up. Nice little find.
Eddie Tate with his first 2 points of the night. 19-15, Bombers up, 2:40 left in the half. Blaine Tate dribbles to the right side. Loses the handle of the ball, goes out of bounds, and it will be a turnover against the Bombers. Tyree McGill's going to come back in for Alma as he replaces Easton Boggs.
Blaine's arguing that it bounced off the defender's foot, and it did kind of take a crazy bounce on him, but he's saying it bounced off his foot.
Well, Blaine Tate's going to check out the game as Rhett Gilbert comes back in. Here is Smith into the front court. Tries to throw it to Eddie Tate. Ball knocked away by Haney, but Smith's there to pick it back up. Ball goes to Salazar. Back to Smith. He'll take the screen. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer on the left side. Good. Armani Smith with his first 3 points of the night, and it's down to a one-point game. 19-18, Mount Home up with 2:11 left in the half. Gilbert into the front court for the Bombers. Throws over to Harris on the left side. Up top to Carson. Over to Gilbert on the right. Finds Haney in the corner. He's going to pull up for the jumper. Won't go. And the rebound controlled by McGill, and Alma has a chance to take their first lead since 2-0. Or 3-0, actually. Here is a Smith with it on the low block. Gives it up top to McGill. McGill's going to dribble into the lane. Throws it right to the hands of Drew Haney, to the body of Drew Haney, actually. And Mount Home comes up with the steal. Minute and a half left to play in this first half. Bombers with the ball up by one, and Carmi Smith's going to be called for the foul.
It's only the second foul called in this second quarter.
That's his second personal foul. Yep, team foul number two against the Airedales here in the second quarter. Haney's going to come back out as Braden Dewey comes in. Carmi Smith checks out of the game for Alma. Matthew Rogers comes back in. Ball is with Dewey on the right side, up top to Harris. Over to Gilbert on the left. He's going to dribble into the lane, going up for the reverse layup. Won't go, and the rebound's controlled by Eddie Tate.
Yeah, try to go around the reverse and use the rim as a protector, and almost got it to fall.
Here is McGill going into the lane for the layup. Good, and Alma's on top. Tyree McGill with his first 2 points of the night. 20-19, Airedale's up. Less than a minute left in the half. Gilbert across timeline. Gives it to McLean on the left side. He'll dribble up to the top. Over to Carson. Finds Dewey in the paint. He's going to put up the layup off the glass. No good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it back up and in.
Yeah, good job, Dewey, staying with it. He was patient at the pump fake and stayed with his miss.
Our third lead changes. Mount Holmes back on top. Hudson Boggs going to try to answer with a three, and he gets it. Hudson Boggs with his first 3 points of the night. 23-21. They didn't put that basket up there yet on the scoreboard. 13 seconds left to play in the half. As the shot clock is off, Mount Tom can't hold for the last shot of the half.
We do get the ball to start the second half.
Gilbert dribbles to the right corner. Going into lane. He's going to put up the fadeaway to beat the buzzer. No good. And Rogers gets the rebound. He's going to put up the shot well beyond the half court. It won't go. And it is going to be Alma taking a 2-point lead into the locker room.
Wow. Crazy first half. But Mount Holmes right in there, kind of weathering the storm here.
So we'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show when we come back. Our score at the break, Alma leading Mount Holmes 23-21. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and three generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.